Lorianne Tubbles paints colorful images of women, animals, and geometric shapes with touches of gold metallics and gemstones. She uses canvas or creates wearables from organic materials. Tubbles sets up booths year-round at events and art markets, but now her income is at risk because of efforts to reduce the spread of the coronavirus, which causes COVID-19.
And I do have businesses that I do sell to, so it's had a ripple effect on me because they're not able to buy right now because nobody is going into their store. And the tourists aren't out and about like they usually are about right now.
Tubbles is 59 and a cancer survivor, so even colds take a toll on her health. Social isolation is important for her to stay healthy right now.
If I get this, you know, virus, COVID-19, I don't think I could survive that. I don't want to sound all grim and doom, but let's get real here, you know. I'm not panicking, but at the same time, I'm educating myself about it.
She's able to order some supplies online, but is sticking to the necessities to save money. Tubbles decided this is a good time to create a website and build her online presence to try and keep her business running.
Basically, right now, I'm just building up inventory and just sort of living off of my savings. It's not that big of a savings account, but kind of getting worried about that because I have bills to pay.
Other South Dakota artists and organizers are in discussion, coming up with ways to help creators sustain themselves during the pandemic. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.